Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 39. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Guys, what is going on?
Nothing too much. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just recording.
Just hanging out.
Are you still uncomfortable?
I'm always uncomfortable.
Maybe it's the back.
It'll tie in sometime.
Is it the back support? Maybe that's what we should look at his chair.
Right. Well, I've got this cushion I'm borrowing my mom's, and
you
it
do.
Doesn't help.
Doesn't really?
I have a bony butt. You know, I don't have a butt, really.
TMI.
Yeah. It is what it is.
It's true story. Yeah, this is fair.
True story. No, I'm doing well.
You're just rocking what God gave you, right?
Rocking what, yeah. No, we're good, man. We're recording and Sunday night and feeling all right.
Yeah.
Wait, Sunday night.
Feeling right. Yeah, so it's all good. And, I mean, I know it's going to be a while, a couple of weeks for listeners to hear this, but...
And they're going to know we have a new intro. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And in 2 days, we will be going to Waverly Hills.
Oh, my
Sanatorium.
Gosh. We were just talking about it.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. One of the biggies. One of the
biggies. It's going to be fun. We're going for the creeper.
Going with Miss Erin Egnatz, mm-hmm. who is a two-time guest.
Yeah,
on this
will be her second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a two-time here and then two-time right. there. This will be her second time going.
Yeah. And, 20? Is that what?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got my proton pack and trap mm-hmm. ready.
You're ready? Were you charging it up? Do you have to charge mm-hmm. those, Nate? Or
no, they work off fusion power.
Okay. I'm unsure. I didn't know if Apple made a charger.
Were you saying 20? Wait, when she went?
What's that? 20?
Are you saying the year 20? Is that when she went? Is that what you're talking about? When you say 20?
No.
Are you saying the
number
episode?
Of people?
Oh, yeah.
And
20.
There are like 20 of us?
Yes.
In our group?
I was like, is he talking about the year? Yes. It was last year, 2021. I'm in still a time warp when it comes to the... Yeah, okay.
No, there's going to be 20
I thought
of us.
That's... Yes.
Or close to 20.
Close to, yeah.
Yeah, in our little group, and we have the whole place to ourselves.
That makes a lot more sense,
believe.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And creepies, and rest
minus
assured.
Minus the ghosts and the creeper and all that.
Right. Shout out to the creeper.
The shadows.
You better show yourself. And we will do an episode on Waverly Hills after mm-hmm. our little mm-hmm. investigation. So, yeah, we're excited. I mean, it's, what, 8 at night till 4 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's going to be a long night. It'll be fun. No sleeping will be done.
No sleep.
The kids said that to me. They said, are you going to be sleeping there? And I said, there'll be no sleeping done.
No, you always say, no. I can sleep. No, there's no sleep.
No there. Sleeping done.
And there. I don't think there's going to be a facility. I mean, there's not accommodations to sleep. So.
No.
Not
no
in
corner comfortable enough.
No, not at the
no,
way
no,
really
no,
though,
no,
so.
No.
It'll be exciting. So we've got that coming up. But
I'm not leaving you guys aside. That's for sure.
Oh. You will. I'll make you and the creeper go.
Hey, no. Hand in hand.
You go. Take him.
So happy together.
I just had a vision in my head.
Sean, don't you want to leave?
I am looking forward to the creeper, though. Yeah. I'm going to see him.
Oh, boy.
So we are doing episode 39. Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Speaking of sanatoriums.
Yeah. So this is Indiana State Sanatorium. You know, I heard this is Nate's pick, of course. So we got to give
Good
Nate
pick,
credit
Nate.
Yeah. Where credit is due. And the interesting thing about this is they talked about this as up and coming in the sense of a lot of people don't know about it, but more and more mm-hmm. people are hearing about it. There's been more and more investigations in some days. Not that this is as big as Waverly as far as size, but it is in notoriety. They said that give it a few years and it's going to be just as big.
I
people
agree.
Are going to be talking about. Yeah, I do too from looking at it. Yes.
Very creepy. Very, very creepy.
This is creepy.
Either one of you want to give a little background of... Indiana State Sanatorium.
Did you have Nate? Since it's your baby,
that mattered to me.
I don't really have a whole lot. I don't think. It is 87,967 square feet.
Ooh, pretty decent.
One of the most forbidden locations in Rockville, mm-hmm. Indiana.
Which is to give the listeners an idea. How far is it? From our hometown of Plainfield?
It's probably an hour and 20.
Oh, is it about an hour?
Yeah, okay. Somewhere around there. Okay. Maybe a little shorter.
And it's in Rockville, which my mom and dad used to go there all the time. They have some big festival in the fall, you know, like booths and a lot of shopping. So mm-hmm. I remember them going there. But yeah, I knew nothing about this place until just recently. So, and of course, my mom and dad didn't visit the sanatorium. they went for a whole different reason.
Yeah, I'm sure not. Yeah, let's hope not.
Right? But yeah, that's pretty good size. Yeah,
it was built, I believe, in 1907,
mm-hmm.
and it was an Indiana State Tuberculosis Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it turned into like a housing. And that closed in 2011.
Hmm.
It didn't last very long.
Yeah. The tuberculosis, it was 1909 to 1968, and the Lee Allen Bryant Healthcare Facility, so it was a nursing home, says from 78 to 2012 is when it closed down. I thought it was 2011 too, but...
I think it was 2011, the new owners bought it in 2012. Mm-hmm.
And it sat empty for the longest time. And then just in 2021, they've started to try to, I don't know about refurbishing. And none of that's been done yet. But they're really trying to bring the attention to it and really give it its with all its history. They want to make sure that they bring that out in it and start making it putting more attention on it, which I think is really cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, and being a local location, I was, before we started recording, I was like, oh, yeah, we get to...
It's fun to go back to Indiana. Yeah, that's really cool. And it's not far from here, so that's really cool.
No, and again, it's one of those places I'm like, man, it's really close. That's doable, very doable, If we can make it to Louisville, which is, that's only 2 hours away, but I'm just saying, even an hour shorter distance, we can, in our own neck of the woods, we can make it to this place.
Yeah, this really is. I mean, we have a big list, but this is on an actual can-do list, at least short-term.
Mm-hmm.
It says the facility was successful in its treatment of the disease. That's one thing in the videos that I watched and listened to, that it was a very successful hospital, and it had a waiting list. At one time, I think there was 400 people on this waiting list, which was interesting. And the overall mortality rate decreased. The sanatorium was shuttered in 1968 due to the low number of patients. So they did such a good job that they didn't need it for what it was for. And it said in the mid-1970s, private investors proposed to convert the space into a nursing home. The facility, now known as Lee Allen Bryant, was opened in 78, gained a negative reputation due to the understaffing, which resulted in the facility being closed. Right, here you go, Nate, you're right.
Yeah.
Stayed in 2011. The property sat vacant for a decade before being purchased in December 2020. The new owner hopes to reopen as a mixed-use facility. The weirdest thing, and on these pictures, so many pictures, it's frozen in time.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
I read an article where some investigators were like, oh, yeah, this place is like you said, frozen in time. They,
super creepy.
Most places are like... Walls are down. I mean, it's just a skin of a building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing
this,
in there.
Everybody's impressed when they go in there because there's still walls up. There's still wallpaper. There's still beds and furniture.
Mm-hmm.
It still has stuff
in it. Creepy dolls.
Looks like it.
Yeah. I'm on this webpage, and it shows just picture after picture, and it just gives a little, snippet.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, original furniture still remains throughout the building. And here's a picture. It says, the laundry room is still fully stocked and folded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool.
There are patients' gowns and bags and linens and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
There's medicine ready to be given out, or at least medicine cups. There's coffee cups sitting on sinks. There's nurses' stations that look like they're about ready to serve patients. There's bingo cards. There's nursing boards that are, partially filled out, schedules and all that kind of stuff.
And I think that adds to it.
Patient charts in the morgue, they said, stacks of them, and pictures of wounds and all this kind of stuff. That's really cool, but really creepy too, though.
Because, so Waverly, obviously we're just so excited about going there, and it's the opposite. I mean, it's pretty...
Stripped away.
Pretty worn down.
Yeah.
Stripped away.
Yeah.
I know they've got a few little carts and chairs and but this is literally looks like they could just open it up today and operate out of it. But,
there's a wheelchair pushed together. Looks like somebody just got up out of it.
And it says
waiting
the office,
for its owner.
Yeah. It says the office still has a rotary phone and folders. And so I think actually this looks creepy, the same as Waverly does on the opposite end of the
spectrum. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's wow, it's just frozen in time, like Nate said, and it does. It adds, because you think it actually wouldn't be, it doesn't look scary. Mm-hmm. No, it actually does.
Yeah.
Knowing that stuff is still there and there's no one there. I don't know. It just adds a different perspective.
I think one of the creepiest things to me is are those two limos out front and they're broken down, but those were used to bring in patients. Mm-hmm. And it's right. like they're just hanging out waiting to bring the next patient, you know?
A lot of the pictures or a lot of the, well, pictures, but a lot of the websites or if you Google this place, that's a very popular picture is showing those two vehicles there out in the out on the front. It's like, mm-hmm. that's, yeah, it's pretty cool, I think. Got to definitely check it out. You guys have any like ghost stories or anything paranormal?
I watch a lot of different, that's the several videos of several different groups that went through. And of course you heard a lot of the you know, orbs and sounds and all that kind of stuff, but they heard everything from children's voices, to screams, voice said something about, you better be careful. But it was a spectral voice. Did you hear anything about that?
No.
But it was this investigation group. I'll see if I can find it too during the course of this. But she said it was just so creepy that. But they did. They heard the spectral voice that said, "You better be careful." You know, and it's just like, oh,
like of what?
There was Well, that's the interesting thing. Now, and does it come from the TB days or does it come from the nursing home days? Because that's one of the things is it had to close down because it had so many lawsuits. So how are they treating people? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, are we talking about like Central State, like we got in just out, you know, on the outskirts of Indianapolis or, you know, so you just don't know how bad people were treated. And it's just so much history in that building. And you also wonder about like the hauntings that were happening from the early 1900s now and then to the nursing home. Did they have to encounter anything?
Right.
It's just super creepy. But there was one they saw when they were investigating the outside of the house, and it totally freaked one of the investigators out. They saw a dark shadow figure go across one of the windows, and he was like, "I saw somebody up there," and there was nobody in the sanatorium. And they said they went and they tried to figure out anything that could have made that shadow, mm-hmm. but it was a shadow figure. And he's like, "I have never seen anything so clear as this." And he was freaked out. So you can imagine if like a ghost investigating team were freaked out. Yeah, it was pretty freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found a former staff have reported poltergeist activity in the laundry room while working in the location, while it was still in operation.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, we definitely got to go here. There is a gentleman that lives here in Avon, just the town over from where we live. His name is Brian. I talked to him a few months ago. I think it was in the fall. Definitely in the fall because we were talking about the Colts too. So I think it was around November, maybe late November, early December. And he lives in Avon. Like I said, and he has been out there, and he got on our local, you know, the Creekside or the next door neighborhood site.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Okay. So he had made a post on there and just said, "Hey guys, if you ever want a good time, if you're into the paranormal, if you're into the, you know, scary stuff, go out to Rockville, Indiana, to the sanatorium, and you can do tours or you can investigate. It's pretty easy to, you know, to do." Mm-hmm. He said, it's fun. He goes, "My friends and I have been out there a few times." And he's like, "There's a lot of good activity." He said, "They've really never been disappointed." And so I saw that. And of course I'm like, "Hey, we do a podcast on that stuff." Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to know more. So he said, so we messaged back and forth through that site. And Brian said, "Yeah, anytime we want to do that, you know, he'd be interested to go with us." And
very cool.
But and like I said, I told the guys I forgot my binder, and I have a couple of his stories that he told me. We talked for about 20 minutes or so, but I do remember one. He said he was on the outside of the property. I think it's the front part. Anyway, they're just kind of walking around the grounds, and he looked up, and he said clear as day, he saw what looked like, he was like, best I could describe is just demons. He said multiple, four or five of them, and he's like, I mean, it might not be demons, but some type of creature. But what really, not all of them did, but one had like massive amount of teeth. And ooh. And just fierce looking, like not nice, you know, very scary, yeah. Very intimidating. And he was like, and they were just, just kind of in the windows, you know, as they looked up, and then, you know, they would go, but he just remembered that one that had just a lot of sharp, creepy teeth. And he was like, oh my gosh. But he said, he's like, it's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. He said he saw orbs, shadow figures. So he said, definitely go. He recommends it. So I just remember that stuck out because he was talking about that in that specific creature. Yeah.
Hmm. It said in the 2000s that it was starting to go south. The reputation says after a report of a missing patient being found in the creek 3 days after the disappearance had gotten out, all eyes had been on the healthcare facility becoming under fire from the community. And then it says what happened in the summer of 2009 to help seal the fate of the building no one saw coming. On a seemingly average Saturday afternoon, an employee for Lee Allen Bryant's healthcare arrived for his shift. After clocking in, he had walked into the maintenance building and opened fire on a coworker, leaving him for dead next to a workbench with a gunshot to the chest. The employee had then walked into the boiler room where he had taken his own life in what police determined to be a drug-related murder-suicide.
Oh,
so there's some dark tragedy there.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, there's...
So they started to think about closing down that part.
There's an apparition of a woman that is reported by former patients in an old area of the sanatorium near the laundry and office areas.
Okay.
Disembodied voices of both man and woman have been heard on the grounds. As you stroll the hallways of this newly opened and ominous location, what might you encounter? Upon looking at rooms that were vacant in such a hurry, you can still find many items left behind. Mm. What energy is lying dormant and waiting for you to come in?
Mm. That's wild. This one investigation, it's very long and detailed, and it talks about a lot of things that we've already talked about, it feeling frozen in time, like you're talking about. But it talks about as they're going through this investigation, they're seeing hospital gowns were neatly folded, like you said, Todd, stacked high in the linen room. Bulletins were still posted on the window of the nurse's station. Hundreds of patients' files were left in boxes down in the morgue. It says that they were heading down throughout the building. It says noises and strange feelings of someone behind us began to follow the group down the hallway, almost sounding as if it had a phantom joining this exploration. Though no matter how many times glanced over my shoulder, all I could see was the darkness of the night that engulfed the hallway. We had paused outside the administration wing doorway to ponder our next move as we tried steering clear of the bats. So there's bats. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That had been until the sound of a muffled voice and footsteps could be heard coming from the second floor, leaving myself and the guide we had behind in the hallway. The two friends I had been with took their chance to explore what noises we had heard. Armed with flashlights, their phones and Instagram Live and a digital recorder, they had a small EVP session hoping to get answers from what we heard. Playing back the recording, we didn't hear a confession as what we to what we had all heard. We heard a faintly whispered warning from a voice that belonged to no one. You better be careful. So that's the one I was talking about.
Right.
So with the warning taken in stride, we finished the rest of the night's tour around the grounds. We had made our way into the infamous maintenance building and came across the discovery of a room filled with old patients' suitcases and personal belongings that had been left or taken from them. That's really sad. We also toured the doctor's mansions that had been on site, but we ended up walking away with a lot of things out of the ordinary, as it was nearing 4 a.m, which a lot of those, that's when they end. Mm-hmm. So she goes on to talk about how scary, like spooky, like there were not, what was it? There was heard loud knocking against the wall of the bedroom that they ended up, trying to sleep in the quarters that are in one of the buildings there. And it said that she heard, unexplained knocking and all these kind of, there was a faint tug at her sleeping bag. So all these things that she couldn't explain. She was saying out of all the investigations she's had, there was just so much stuff that she couldn't explain and things that were really, out of the ordinary, but it goes on and on. It's very long. Actually, it would take more than a full actually to cover just her investigation. But there was a screaming voice had been recorded, a voice, left completely alone. Disembodied voices that can be heard throughout the hospital in various volumes, and frightening enough, one that one even heard in the car with us as we were driving away from the main building.
Oh,
that's nice. Super creepy.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That Brian guy I was talking about in Avon, the other story he told me that was very, it's actually he said creepier than the demon looking thing in the window. Oh, he said that, so there's a tunnel system underneath, you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
As far as the sanatorium, Destination Fear.
That's kind of like
they visited
Central State, yeah,
yeah. And they said it's they caught something, but you have to watch their, you know, their show to find out. Anyway, mm-hmm. but he got it. But him and his buddies, they went to the tunnel system, and he said what's creepy is there's thousands and thousands of, it was either crickets or grasshoppers,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, you're just covered. I mean, you know, and it's just because the tunnel is creepy in itself, but yeah. then you have all these bugs, and he's like, there's some other things too. He said that was actually creepy, you know, being in that tunnel, yeah.
Hmm.
With all yeah. So you're just kind of like, ugh, yeah. So I do remember him saying that, but this Destination Fear, I guess it's a show on Travel, or was on Travel Channel. They went there, and they there's four of them, and each one stayed there. I think they intended to spend the night,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, they were in four different areas. They had walkie talkies, and the big thing they were saying is like a place like this, since they were separated, they were just hoping that their walkie talkies would not go out, that they would continue to work. You know, they had to get a hold of each other or something happened. So yeah, this place is, like I said, Sean, I think it's going to definitely be a place to more people are going to find out about, mm-hmm. you know,
that's what this says. It says, the next few months or even years as paranormal investigators flock to these grounds in hopes to find answers. It has the potential to become a contender next to the infamous Waverly Hills.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be shocked if this haunt becomes a household name in the paranormal field within the next few years.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
It sounds like it. I mean,
yeah, it's highly encouraging to go check this out for yourself.
I just think it's very interesting that everything.
This is, and her name, just to give her credit, this was in November 16th, 2021, Haunted Histories Chronicles. It's called A New Haunt Has Arrived, the Indiana State Sanatorium by Courtney Eastman, just to give her credit, because I've been talking about her, so I hope I didn't misspeak with any of this. And there's so much to cover. It's like, oof, mm-hmm. just sit here and read it to you guys, but it was fascinating. So
yeah.
Thank you, Courtney. Yeah.
I think the coolest thing to do with this is get online and look at pictures of it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to post them, too, for when at least Facebook.
Sure.
But definitely go out there and look at it.
This article, The Ultimate Ultimate Unexplained, it says the Indiana State Sanatorium is one of those most foreboding locations. It said, did you already read this? I hope not.
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of articles start that way.
I was going to say, because I remember you said foreboding, and I was listening, but I'm like, Was that the Ultimate Unexplained website?
I've read that opening line on like four or five different websites. I think they sort of.
You might have to edit this out.
It does throw you too. That
yeah.
When you start, you're like, "Oh, I heard
the same intro."
Yeah, it was saying about the woman.
Which woman?
The apparition of a woman has been reported by former patients.
Yeah.
You read that
down by the laundry in one of the office rooms.
I don't see that.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so this might be the same thing, but they're just saying like a quick, you know, apparition of a woman has been seen as a former patient, disembodied voice. Well, I mean, that's pretty much anywhere.
A lot that I found on this was advertisement driven, because they're trying to get the name out to get you to go there.
I saw
and
a
I
lot
get
of
that.
Different
I totally get that.
Groups
you know.
That are going to see. Yeah, that's right. It's up and coming, right?
What this place does say, it says, it says even scarier than the photo, because they're talking about go check out the photos, you know, and it is cool. Like we said, creepies, check them out. It just says that the information that they found about the abandoned hospital sent chills down my spine. Actually, got the shivers. So this is you have this on your list, right, Sean?
I do.
Okay,
of course.
This is definitely doable, guys. We can do this, and it sounds like it's very accessible. I mean, meaning like where it's you're not on a waiting list, it's not expensive. I know the Brian local guy, he said it's pretty cheap. He talked to the owner. This was, like I said, a few months ago. I can't remember how much, but
I was looking at one site and they're offering tours for like $169 a night, something like that.
Not a person.
No, I
for
think
group?
It's
for
a group.
Oh yeah, because Brian, he's like, he was saying it's pretty cheap. I mean, per person. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this says you can go on an overnight ghost hunt, spend the night if you want. You can go during. He said he goes during the day. I think he said because it's cheaper or something like that, or it's easier, maybe more available. It doesn't sound like it's. It sounds like it's available anytime you go, but. He said he the two or three times he's gone, it's just during the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do day tours, flashlight tours,
yeah,
and overnight investigations.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he said he would like to go on a that's what he said. Hey, if you guys ever, you know, let me know if you want to go on to, on an investigation. I said, yeah, you know, sometime. And then, I mean, heck yeah, I don't care. But he said he would love to see it at nighttime because it's scary enough during the day. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't experienced the nighttime part. So, yeah, that'd be neat. I want to check out the tunnel system, too. I think that's any place that has a tunnel system, let's go.
I like a lot of these places. Yeah, it's just it's amazing or kind of spooky to think about what happened to those tunnel systems. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, like the Central State.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say you went down there?
Well, I didn't know. What you're thinking of, where I went to school, IUPUI had tunnel systems
We went to.
So it was very similar and not too far from there. So the same kind of idea.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, those tunnel systems, they had investigators that went down there that got the heebie-jeebies and had all kind of horrible things written on them. So
right.
I felt like I'd been down there, but there
was,
or one of the investigators had become like violently ill and feeling like had to stop, like got to get out of here. Yeah. Take a break.
Yeah.
So that's an awful feeling.
Well, you're just kind of caught. I mean, yeah, you're not as open. You're kind of, yeah. Instead of just running out of a living room or something, mm-hmm. you're underground and not be as not as fun. Well, maybe fun, though. I don't know. It's all how you look at it, Nate.
I think if the three of us went.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And did the Ghostbusters thing. We'd be great.
Do the, with the slime, or what was it, purple? We just watched that the other night. Ghostbusters 2, but I like this place.
It's a good choice. We gotta go. It's on the list.
It's gonna be creepy.
Anything else you want to mention? Anything? Any other stories? Or
I don't think so. No, a lot of it is just
I think it's still new. I mean, yeah, like we said, it's still not a lot of stories, but enough to kind of.
But what the stories are out there are shadows, orbs, sounds, spectral voices,
creatures with a lot of teeth,
people that apparently, if you try to sleep there, you're gonna get some experiences. Yeah. People bugging you.
And I still think because it's still furnished, I think that adds an element of creepiness.
Yes, I would agree.
And even some of the investigators said that they're like, they literally looks like, like I said, time stopped, or the patient just left, or the office staff, they're out on lunch, you know, or whatever. So, well, go check it out, Creepies. Check out the pictures. Go look it up, and then maybe we can get down there or over there sometime.
That would be so much fun.
We will.
Yeah. That and Randolph too, right?
Yeah, and we're going to do a segment or a episode on that, too.
Absolutely.
Randolph Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a creepy place.
Spoiler alert.
And my brother-in-law's mother-in-law, they have been there to the Randolph.
Very cool.
And said it's very creepy. Yeah. And cool. You can sleep there, too. They offer.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And I asked my wife, would she do that?
She said no.
I would go with you possibly on an investigation or a tour. We're not.
Zero chance. There'd be
she's like, you can stay. We can drive separate. Yeah. I said, okay.
I'll stay up all night, but there'll be no sleeping done.
They said it's hard to. Anyway, that's down the road. So
okay.
Anyway, there you go. What do you think, Nate?
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap on the sanatorium.
Yeah.
Indiana State Sanatorium.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to talk about a local place,
mm-hmm.
which is not too far.
No. In our backyard.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
Just about. So, yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for listening to, what was it, mini number 39 on the Indiana State Sanatorium. What?
Right next to 40.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there. You're sliding along.
Good information.
I know. Yeah. Mathematics right there.
Yeah, that's right. It was fun, though. Anyway, guys, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.